We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's Winter Clearance Event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard-of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first serve. Guitar Center's Winter Clearance. Now through Sunday, don't miss it.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Happy New Year! It seems like just yesterday when I was doing the first show of 2015 and I explained, well, this is our 10th year on the air with this radio show. Where has the time gone? I wish it all happened in dog years. No, if it happened in dog years, we'd all be in bigger trouble. So no, I don't wish that. But really, it does go by so quickly. And in 2015, there were lots of big pet stories. We'll talk about some of those. Review, kind of go back in time, which is a nice idea for all of us, right? With some of the interviews that we did in 2015. One of the big topics, one of the big news stories in the pet world is how organically all of you via social media have said, you know, enough is enough. And now 70 communities around America and Canada have said, more than 70, we are not going to allow dogs, cats, and in some places rabbits to be sold at pet stores. And the reason for that is where they come from. They come from puppy mills, commercial facilities. And you have all said, pet owners, and even people without pets have said, this is wrong. Supporting these puppy mills, allowing them to sell at pet stores, well, we're going to do something about it. And communities like Chicago, Los Angeles, Phoenix, Albuquerque, Toronto, West Miami Beach, West Hollywood, on and on and on, have all said, enough is enough. We are not going to allow this anymore. It's been challenged in court, and so far the courts have said over and over again, no, we understand this can legally be allowed, and it is being allowed, and it's a good thing for our animals. We did lots of interviews about this topic over the course of the year. One was with Victoria Stilwell from Animal Planet's It's Me or the Dog, and we'll hear a part of that conversation with Vic Stilwell. Also, new technology. You know, it's been a while, and I'll tell you, I've been talking for years about flea and tick prevention, right? And you could and should go to your veterinarian to get the right product, and those products have worked and continue to. But now there are even better products. Some of them came out in 2015. We'll talk about that, and we'll go back and hear again some of those conversations about why these products are really better. One of the problems for cats especially, also older dogs, is kidney disease. I'm guessing here, guessing because no one has real numbers on this, but for older cats over the age of, say, 13, 14 years old, well over half, probably 75%, have some type of kidney disease going on. Well, it's often not diagnosed until the cats tell us they're not feeling well, or the testing we have hasn't been as sensitive as some new testing that came out in 2015. It's called SDMA, We'll have a conversation with a veterinarian who explains what that's all about and how we can help our cats as a result of that. Also in 2015, the U.S. government finally said if you are working with a military working dog, you have the right to bring back that dog. Wow, it took long enough, but finally it's happened. And we did what I think is one of the most compelling interviews we've ever done on this radio show over that 10 years with a member of our military. His name is Matt Foster. And you can tell just by hearing the interview, the relationship that he had and continues to have with his dog. So let's kick it off with one of the biggest stories of 2015. As more states passed laws that allow for medicinal or medical use of marijuana, the question has really come up, does it make sense for our pets that are aging or ill to actually use marijuana? Our good friend Darlene Arden, who's a certified animal behavior consultant, argues that our pets can benefit from medical marijuana.
Under certain circumstances and a lot of education from the veterinarian.
So tell me, what would be an appropriate excuse for a dog to have a little fun with a little pot?
Well, it wouldn't be fun. Well, yes, it would when they feel better. But under such circumstances as cancer treatment, even though veterinary oncologists say that they don't get symptoms the way humans do, yes, they do with a couple of different chemotherapies. And under the circumstances of, we know people who have giant breed dogs or just large breed dogs who are elderly and arthritic and can't get up to eliminate outside, and those owners love their dogs just like any owner loves their dog, and they use a sling apparatus to help the dog go outside to eliminate. Well, after using a small amount of cannabis, the dogs are running around like puppies.
I'm sure they are.
It's improved their quality
really?
Of life.
Really? How do we know? And so the thing that concerns me is that research, to my knowledge, really, and maybe you know something I don't, but I don't know about research that's actually been done on this. So veterinarians say, well, we're kind of guessing at the dosage, and we know that too high a dose can have adverse effects for dogs.
That's exactly right. There's a veterinarian who is very outspoken. Since it's illegal to use, you had to have somebody in the forefront doing something. And he died very young, I believe, of cancer. But it was about a year or so ago that he spoke out about using it with his own dog. And his dog had cancer. And he not only had better quality of life and was able to live at least a couple of months longer. And what he worked out with his average-sized dog was, with using the tincture, the liquid cannabis, one drop for every 10 pounds of body weight. Now, that's pretty darn conservative. So if you're thinking about a cat who's under 10 pounds or a dog who's under 10 pounds, forget it. I don't know how you would split a drop. But if the dog is or the cat is 10 pounds or over, then they certainly can have it, and he put it in cheese. Now, you know what happens, Steve, if you offer a dog cheese.
Sure.
Would you like some cheese? Yes, please. Very easy to get the medication down.
Well, one thing we do know is that dogs have many of the same problems that we have, physical problems like cancers, that they naturally get. And they also feel pain similar to the way we do. So if it helps people, and we're now better understanding that it does, why wouldn't it help dogs? The only thing I say is let's do some research so we know exactly how it helps, under what circumstances, and what that dosage
that
should be.
That is exactly my feeling, but I don't want dogs or cats to suffer in the meantime.
Yeah.
I mean, it helps with glaucoma. It helps with all sorts of things.
Perhaps more research should be done so we better understand how marijuana can help dogs as it does help people. Thank you, Darlene Arden. Rover, get off my leg. That is the name of her most recent book. Thanks, Darlene.
Thank you, Steve.
A lot more that we covered in 2015 and some special surprises. So don't move. Sit. Stay.
Yeah. As a dog, I know a lot about fleas and ticks, so trust me when I say no other tasty chew protects dogs as long as Bravecto. One Bravecto chew keeps fleas and ticks away for up to 12 weeks. Be a good human and ask your vet about Bravecto. Bravecto may cause vomiting.
Your veterinarian is the best source of information for your pet's health. And just like you, your pet needs regular visits to the doctor to maintain optimum health. Scheduling regular checkups with your veterinarian can help detect health issues that could potentially develop into serious and costly problems. Aside from routine examinations and annual vaccinations, your veterinarian is a valuable resource for the latest protection against a number of dangers like fleas, heartworm disease, and intestinal parasites. Your veterinarian is trained to spot early signs and symptoms of potentially serious issues. Your veterinarian can help you to build the best health program for your pet, including proper parasite prevention. And some FDA-approved medicines are only available with a prescription from your veterinarian. Elanco Companion Animal Health works closely with veterinarians to ensure they have the necessary tools to help you and your pet. Together, you and your veterinarian can provide your pet with the best care for a long, healthy, happy life.
Hey, I know a dog prattling on about fleas and ticks can get irritating, so I'll get to the point. Got a dog? Ask your vet about Bravecto. One tasty Bravecto chew protects dogs from fleas and ticks for up to 12 weeks. Now that's music to my ears. Bravecto may cause vomiting.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
I'd say the biggest story of the year, pet story, has to be the dog flu. It all began in Chicago, but it wasn't only Chicago. If you have that impression, you are misinformed. I think there were 28 states. It was more than half the country that was in some way affected by the dog flu. Now, Chicago was hit the hardest for a whole assortment of reasons. But Atlanta was hit hard, too. Newark, New Jersey. I mean, it wasn't only Chicago. So don't believe that. But it did all begin in Chicago. It was identified in Chicago. Now, the dog flu has been around for years. But this turned out to be a different strain of dog flu, one that came from Southeast Asia. To date, no one really knows how it got here. Here's what we know. Thousands of dogs, thousands, were sickened in Chicago. Eight dogs died. Now, eight isn't a big number, but I'll tell you, if it's your dog, it's an awfully big number. So what can be done about it moving forward? Because here's the truth. Now, this new strain of dog flu, it's in America. It's here, and it's going nowhere. And especially in markets like Chicago and Atlanta, where it's hit hard, it still remains. In Chicago, I know, because I'm in Chicago, dogs are still getting sick. Not anywhere near the numbers that they were, but it's still happening, and it's something you don't want your dog to get. Not for a whole lot of reasons for that. I mean, none of us want our dogs to be sick, obviously. But there's an expense involved. Some of these dogs get really sick. I mean, really sick. They need to be hospitalized. And then there's our, selfishly, quality of life here, too. Because a coughing dog will keep all of the family up the entire night, night after night after night. So until it kind of goes away on its own and or with supportive veterinary care. So the good news is there's a vaccine that is now available for this strain called H3N2. You know how they have those letters and numbers, all these flus? That's what this is. It's the new strain, H3N2. And it's amazing how quickly Merck and others said, okay, we're going to come up with this vaccine, and they've done it, which is really quite impressive. Something else that impressed me over the course of this year is veterinarians that have stepped up into the public realm and said, here's something that's dangerous for your pets. You can do something about it. You can avoid it. It's kind of breaking news. And by the way, when it comes to breaking news, I hope you check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/Steve Dale Pets. And one of those pieces of news that I found out about this year, and I've been writing about even previous to this year, is xylitol. It's an artificial sweetener. But what Dr. Jason Nicholas spoke to us about is how xylitol, and I didn't know this, happens to be in some peanut butter varieties.
It's mostly for dogs. You know, we don't have a lot of cases, really. ASPCA, Poison Control, doesn't have any reported cases of there being problems in cats, and that may just be because cats don't tend to eat as many things as they're not supposed to as dogs do. But it's a huge problem for dogs. You know, while xylitol is safe for people and has been shown to have dental benefits and benefits for people with diabetes.
And xylitol is a, we should say, it's a sugar substitute, correct?
It is, yeah, and it's market. It's all natural. It's a sugar alcohol, so it doesn't necessarily say, you know, artificial sweetener or anything like that. It is a sugar substitute. It's gaining in popularity in dental products, gums, mints, things of that nature, and now it's creeping up in peanut butters.
How dangerous is xylitol to dogs?
It's very dangerous. I mean, even in very small amounts. So the dosages that we know about at 0.1 grams per kilogram of a dose for a dog will be enough to drop their blood sugar dangerously low and cause seizures and potential coma and death. And just slightly more than that at 0.5 grams per kilogram is the number that we know can be enough to cause actually liver failure.
Victoria Stilwell from Animal Planet's It's Me or the Dog has been on this show probably 10 times over the years. We had never until 2015 spoken about puppy mills, but it's something we both feel so strongly about. You will hear the passion in her voice next on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Steve Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
So all the interviews that we do eventually appear on our website. That's petworldradio.net. You could also find me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is Steve Dale Pets. And Steve Dale Pets loves talking with Victoria Stilwell. We talked about National Puppy Mill Awareness Day. Do you think we do need awareness? Do you think that people don't understand that puppy mills in enormous numbers still exist in America?
They obviously don't understand because more and more people are going to pet stores or dodgy internet sites or flea markets, and they're buying their puppies from there. And regardless of what people tell you in the pet store, wild dogs don't come from puppy mills, they're wrong. They lie. No self-respecting breeder sells a puppy to a pet store to be sold on to a consumer. So these places are the ones that are selling and becoming richer and richer because there are so many puppy mills in this country that are mass breeding facilities churning out the huge pet store industry in this country.
And it's sad because then the puppy you purchase is more likely, not necessarily guaranteed, but more likely to have health issues, more likely to have behavior issues. But moreover, you're supporting an industry where even if the pet you get is okay, consider the mother of that dog that you got and what that life is like for the animals who are in the mills.
I assisted in a puppy mill bus last year in Georgia, over 350 dogs and puppies. And I can tell you, I've seen firsthand the absolute abject horror and trauma and neglect and abuse that these animals are living every day. And the mums and the dads are the ones that suffer most. The puppies are the lucky ones because they can get out. And if they survive all the health problems and are bought in a store, well, then they're the lucky ones in a way. But it's the mums and dads that are bred and bred and bred. And you know what happens to them when they've outlived their usefulness? In the ones that we went, there are three great big huge trucks in the backyard of this place, and a massive pit, and that's where the dogs go. They're not humanely euthanized. They're drowned or electrocuted or shot or clubbed to death, and then they're buried. I mean, is this kind of an industry that you want to support by getting a puppy from a pet store?
If more people understood the truth, and what you speak, incidentally, is the truth, I can verify that, then I don't understand how we can allow this to even happen in America. And I suppose I'm asking you a question that you don't know the answer to as well, because this shouldn't be acceptable.
It shouldn't be acceptable, but it is, because money talks, and it really is. It's all about money. And so when there's a lot of money in it for various counties or state governments, or hey, there's money involved and they're getting rich from it, then fine. Then they're going to turn a blind eye. But the fact is that this is abuse, plain and simple. And also, this isn't just an ethical issue anymore. This is an issue of public health and safety. There are such things as zoonotic diseases. Giardia, for example, that a lot of puppy mill puppies have. You can get that. Your children can get that. Not just that. These dogs are bred for no regard for their temperament, and they're inbred. So if you've got an aggressive dam or aggressive sire, your puppy could be that too. So not only are you getting a puppy that has potential genetic health problems, you're going to have a puppy that potentially is going to have genetic behavioral issues as well. That's the problem. So it is your problem, whether you own a dog or not. Puppy Mill Awareness Day is really, really important. Get involved.
September 27th is National Puppy Mill Project Awareness Day. What is the website that people can go to learn what's going on in their community?
It is nationalpuppymillproject.org. It's a coalition for change. I'm the spokesperson for that coalition, very proud to be so. And that's what we would just want to educate. We want to show people what these puppy mills are like. I will be coming out with a video of the puppy mill bus that we did last year in Georgia, so you'll be able to see firsthand what it's like inside a puppy mill and what it's like day in and day out for these poor animals.
Yeah, nationalpuppymillproject.org is the website. Coming up next, we talk about new technology in flea and tick control, a new test that can determine whether your dog or cat has earlier signs of kidney disease than we were ever able to tell before, and why that is important. And also, finally, the U.S. government finally has said if you have a military working dog and you're a veteran who's working with that dog, you can come back with that dog, or if you come back sooner, the dog can follow you home. All of that is next.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
is Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Oh, don't worry. He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So in 2015, I talked about many of the ways in which working dogs have become more important than ever before. Dogs are learning to detect cancer. And in fact, we have an interview about that coming up in a couple of weeks from now, actually. A new book about that very topic. Warn diabetics when their levels are too high or too low. They're helping people in all facets of life. Some of these dogs, clearly, they are service dogs. Some of them help people with invisible disabilities. But maybe at the top of the list are our military working dogs. In 2015, I had the honor of meeting Corporal Matt Foster and his military working dog, Sergeant Mick. Corporal Matt Foster, you served in Afghanistan, so I have to start by saying thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. But you didn't do what you did alone, did you?
No.
You have
at all.
Sergeant Mick right here.
Yes.
Tell me about Sergeant Mick specifically first.
He is an IED detection dog. So what he does is he goes out in front of patrols, foot patrols for infantry, and he essentially searches roadways, vehicles, buildings, anywhere that we are potentially going to enter or walk over, and basically sweeps the area for bombs. So he knows how to sniff out for the chemical compounds for anything they would use as an explosive against us.
I remember talking some number of years ago to some general with a lot of stars, big honcho in the military, about a new piece of equipment that the military was touting that would help detect landmines specifically. Mm-hmm. Millions of dollars. I don't remember, $5-6 million per piece of equipment.
Right.
And he said this to me. He said, this is great equipment. It will help save human lives, but will never replace a dog's nose or the relationship that dogs have with our individuals on the ground.
Correct. And I believe that wholeheartedly. The relationship is irreplaceable. When you have something as close as a dog that, you know, brings you a little taste of home when you're over in a place where everybody wants to, you know, kill you, it brings you a little bit closer than you normally would be with anything else. I would do anything for this dog. I would lay down my life for this dog because this dog does that every single day.
Well, this dog did that for you.
Right.
For how long?
9 months. 9 months in Afghanistan.
And you get up in the morning and describe what you would do with this dog. I mean, physically, describe what would happen.
Basically, I mean, every day you go through the normal, you know, routine, feeding the dog, making sure he has water, letting him go to the bathroom, just like anybody else would with their dog. But then it's a little different when you start getting him packed up and ready, and you have, you know, food for a week just in case. You have his first aid kit, and you make sure you have everything in there just in case he gets blown up or shot. And then that's when it starts becoming a little bit different, and you start realizing that it's game time, and the routine starts to become a little bit more strict.
And what so you're in one place, you don't want to go to the next because there may be explosives. Do you send out the dog in front of you? How does that work?
So anywhere we went, if we were not mounted, so if we were not in a vehicle, anywhere we went, he was in front of all of us, and I was right behind him. So nobody was allowed to pass us unless he had sweeped the area first.
And how would he do that? Obviously with his nose, but how would he signal if he did find something, and did he ever find something?
Yes, we found one for sure, and then a couple that were just kind of let be, given the certain situation we were in. But he would go out and search, and if he found something, as a handler, I was supposed to read his change of behavior before he got on top of the explosive. But if it got to the point where he was on top of it and found it, he would lay down and stare at it and wouldn't move until I told him it was okay to move.
And you say that happened once?
Yes.
So how many lives do you think your friend here saved?
My whole platoon. So
about how many people?
It's about 20 people.
And that happens every day?
Every day.
We did that interview with Corporal Foster because of the great work being done by the SAGE Foundation. Now, they're working to make sure that these animals can stay with their soldiers after they both return home. And honestly, for so many of these soldiers whose lives have been saved by these dogs on the battlefield, the dogs are doing just as much back in the States when they come home, particularly soldiers with post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome. We spoke to the SAGE Foundation's Diane Wetzel.
The SAGE Foundation was founded in the name of my dog, Sage. She was, a little background on that, she was one of our last 9/11 dogs. She served at the Pentagon at 9/11. She served Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Rita, and we spent 6 months in Iraq searching for missing soldiers.
Wow.
Yes.
What motivated you to do this?
Well, when we came back from Iraq in 2008, she was diagnosed with cancer. And upon further inspection, it was two types of cancers. One was in the lungs. And so we suspect that it was due to her service to our country. I didn't have the money for the treatment that she needed. And there was no backup from the government. She was a member of FEMA. We worked with the military. And I was on my own at that point. I felt that our hero dogs and Sage, being mine, deserved the very best medical care that money could buy. I did not have the money. And I didn't want... When we really looked at it, some friends started an organization just to raise money for SAGE. It was the SAGE Fund. And it turned into the SAGE Foundation. We took money out of that fund after we paid for her medical bills to start the Sage Foundation for dogs who serve, paying it forward, because I don't want to see dogs who have served our country so valiantly have their veterinary care decided upon how much it costs. I mean, if we had a child, we wouldn't say, well, here are our options, it's going to cost this, or we could do the best thing, but it would cost this.
So what
See,
did
we do that with our dogs?
What did Sage do for you overseas or with you?
Oh, much like so many of the other dogs that were over there.
Over where?
In a theater, in a war theater, like
Which in
Iraq.
Your case
I was stationed in Baghdad.
Okay.
I was attached to Corps PMO with the military there.
And what does that mean?
It's the military police, basically. Okay. All the canine units are with military police.
Okay, and Sage MP. Specifically was like a guard dog then?
No, she was a search and rescue dog.
Okay.
And so we had missing soldiers from the 10th Mountain Group. They were abducted from a checkpoint just south of Baghdad. The entire unit was killed except for three. They were missing, and one was found in the Euphrates the next day, and the other two were still missing. So the military contacted me to come over and basically look for these our soldiers. We needed to find them and bring them home.
Successful or not?
We were not. Ultimately, we were. After I returned, another group went in, and they searched more areas. Essentially, what we do is we eliminate. Okay, this has been searched.
Right.
You know, so.
So tell me what dogs who work with the military working dogs is what they are, tell me what they do.
Most of them sniff out ordnance, explosive ordnance. A lot of them are guard. They'll do post-work. They'll do perimeters. They'll search vehicles. The military working dogs and the contract working dogs basically do the same thing. What we did over there, Sage was a contract working dog. But her role was different because she was search and rescue. And we were contracted because they don't have those in the military. Everything is geared towards perimeter and ordnance detection.
There are more dogs, I'm told, working in more places overseas than ever before in our history.
Thousands.
Yeah. And there's a need for more,
yes.
Actually, as I understand it. So do you think that the average person at home sitting on their sofa now with their best friend with four legs, knows really the extent of what goes on and what these dogs mean? Dogs are saving lives by sniffing out explosives every day.
Yes.
Every day.
I just had a conversation yesterday. We were talking about, you watch TV, and every week, someplace on television, whether it's on the news or a sporting event, you're going to see a heartfelt, emotionally charged reunion of a family and a soldier. A mother sees their son walking towards them all with everything intact and alive. And just all that joy that comes when we see these reunions. But what people don't realize is that many of those reunions were made possible by a military working dog.
Well put. And the Sage Foundation specifically does what and will continue doing what?
We help pay for medical care for military, police, and search and rescue dogs. Because a lot of the military working dogs come back and they're not with their handler. And so a civilian may adopt them. Well, aren't they more adoptable if we can help these elderly or injured dogs with their medical care for their end years?
Thank you so much for what you do and what you have done. You're a hero too. Thank you.
Thank you.
You provide a lot for your pet. Food, shelter, care, and of course, love. Elanco believes protection from potentially deadly parasites should also be on your list. Heartworm is easily preventable, but still, hundreds of thousands of dogs are infected each year. According to the American Heartworm Society, the easiest way to protect your pets from the threat of infection is by giving them a monthly heartworm preventive medication, year-round, regardless of your geographic location. Elanco wants you to know that monthly broad-spectrum parasite control that includes heartworm prevention is the best way to ensure that your pet is living the healthiest, happiest life possible. With the advances in pet medicine today, monthly heartworm prevention may be combined with treatment of intestinal parasites and even flea control, which can make keeping your dog free of parasites even more convenient. FDA-approved heartworm preventives are available by prescription only from a licensed veterinarian. Consult your veterinarian to find out which product is right for you and your dog.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston! Here, boy! We need you!
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat! That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires, it's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Got critters on your critter? Fluffy and Fido love to be petted, of course, but fleas and ticks may make them too uncomfortable and unpleasant to enjoy this closeness. Visit the Companion Animal Parasite Council website at petsandparasites.org for more tips on staying healthy and keeping your pet free from parasites. And take that critter for a ride to see your veterinarian. Fluffy and Fido will thank you.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
This is so sad. It's the only show of the year where we're not answering one of your email questions because we're so busy doing the year in review. However, we do, every other show, answer at least one question from you that you email us. So email me, Steve at petworldradio.net. And we take your telephone calls, too. Of course, our telephone number, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. And if you like watching videos, you can see an entire year plus of videos that we have on our YouTube page. Easy to find, either through our website, petworldradio.net, or simply go to YouTube and type in these two words, Steve Dale. One of the many breakthroughs in 2015, and there were many, was a new product to help keep our pets' teeth and gums in good shape. A revolutionary product, actually. We spoke with Dr. Andrew Eschner about AuraVet.
Principally, plaque prevention at home has always been somewhat difficult, hasn't been easy. It's been difficult to get people to comply and really attack plaque, you know, on a regular basis. And we have a chew now, an AuraVet Dental Hygiene Chew, which actually is a daily chew. It's a very palatable, malleable, which is a nice and flexible chew that the dogs readily take. And the chewing action alone acts like a toothbrush. Their teeth sink into this chew over many minutes of time to help scrape away plaque. But there's also a medical-grade human molecule called delmapenol, which is infused in a quick melt polymer in this chew. So when the dog's saliva acts upon this chew, delmapenol actually covers the entire mouth, the gums, the cheek, the surface of the cheek, the teeth itself, and the tongue to help fight plaque in a way that's very novel and is used in the human side in some dental rinses.
One of those veterinarians that we spoke to this past year, Dr. Michael Paul, talks about the problem, and it is a growing problem, of tick disease.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life.
It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's Winter Clearance Event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard-of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's Winter Clearance. Now through Sunday, don't miss it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Mike Paul is here to talk about one of your favorite topics, ticks.
Yes.
For most people, that is not a favorite topic. But for most people in America, it doesn't matter where you live. You can take a walk in the park in an urban area. You can take a walk in a park in a rural area. In the southeast, in the southwest, in the central part of the country, northwest, northeast, it doesn't matter where you are. Ticks are not only there, but in increasing numbers.
They're increasing because they're moving into our neighborhoods, and at the same time, we're moving into their neighborhoods. We're becoming rural animals, and they're becoming urban animals.
Well put, by the way.
And where, in fact, where I live, ticks are, they're everywhere. They're absolutely everywhere. And as a result of that, we see a lot of tick-borne diseases in animals. In this country, we're also seeing a tremendous increase in tick-borne diseases in humans.
Yeah.
Which, if that doesn't get your attention, I don't know what will.
I suggest that we can do more to protect our dogs from tick disease than we can ourselves.
Well, you're right, because we can use some of the topical products on dogs that will have a repellent activity as well as a lethal activity on the tick. And yes, it'll kill the tick, but they also have a repelling activity.
So it's better that they're not there on your pet in the first
absolutely,
place.
Absolutely. And if you repel enough of them, you'll thin the populations that are impacting you too. So we don't have those products in people. There aren't a lot of things that we can use in children and in humans that can safely repel and kill ticks.
Are children a special concern for you personally, because they're at such a low level?
That's right.
And we know sometimes what to look for. For example, in Lyme disease, there might be, not always, that bullseye that some of us have heard about. So after the bite, there's this bullseye reaction. Your skin gets red,
right,
and it looks
like a classical sign.
Yeah,
right.
But kids don't necessarily know to look that for that. And if mom and dad don't see it, then, you know, they may not know.
Well, one of the things, having grandkids, okay, I am sensitive to the concern. And I'm constantly telling my kids that when the kids go out, when they come back in, check them. You know,
yeah.
Run a comb through their hair. Look at the top of their socks. Make sure that you don't find these little seed ticks. Because what people are used to looking for are these big walnut-sized ticks.
The engorged.
Yeah, yep. Anybody can find those. But what we want to find are the ones that have just attached and just embedded so that we can get them off before they have a chance to transmit disease.
And that's the thing. So once they're on the pet, it can take very little time, relatively speaking, depending on the pathogen that they're infecting. Well, back to dogs now.
Right.
Depending on the pathogen that they're infecting the dog with, it doesn't necessarily take. So if they're not on the pet, getting back to repellency, if they're not on the pet in the first place, it seems that's...
We've done a huge job. It's a little bit like having screens to keep mosquitoes out, you know? If you can keep the vector away from the host, you've done a huge benefit to everybody. You've eliminated the need for chemicals. You've eliminated the infection. You've eliminated the discomfort of the bites. You know, we don't want kids to be bitten. We don't want our animals to be bitten. So if we could protect them from being bitten, we've done a real service. And then the additional thing is we prevent the disease.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot more we can do about that. We've been a little sloppy about tick and flea and mosquito control over the years. And it's time for us to really be much more aggressive about these critters.
So one more sort of revolutionary thing, not sort of, it really was, that happened in 2015 from IDEX. They're a company you may not know the name of. They're a diagnostic company. But they created a new screening test called SDMA that catches kidney disease in dogs and cats. And in cats, it's especially relevant earlier than we were ever able to do so. This is a game changer. It will save pets' lives and improve quality of life as well. You don't need to remember SDMA necessarily. Just ask your veterinarian about the new kidney test. It's a simple, inexpensive blood test, so it's really easy enough to do. All of that happened in 2015. Happy New Year! Next week on the show, we talk with the president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, Dr. Joe Kinarney. He offers his resolutions for 2016, what we can do to better life for our pets, and I have my own resolutions also.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they will be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home.
Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalk Radio,